Okay.
I wasn't here yesterday, but is it safe to assume that Frankie Montas has earned himself another few shots?
Yeah, that was just pretty good. That's kind of what we've been waiting for. We knew he had it in him. But to go out there and his first start opportunity for us this year and pitch in the fashion that he did, you know, against a guy like Grinke where you know you can't give up too many runs, I thought that was very impressive outing.
You mentioned trades
and closes. Not yet. Let me check on that a little later. Sometimes I'm a little slow with that stuff on day games.
First month of the season, you know, the only guy that you had that goes behind five innings was Manaea. Now you start recovering people, and young people start coming up like Gossett and Montas.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the rotation moving forward now?
Yeah, it feels better at this point now. You know, knock wood, it seems like every time we start to settle in, we get an injury, but it's had an impact on the bullpen. When you have a rested bullpen, you see what, you know, these guys are capable of doing yesterday too. So, you know, there's a trickle-down effect with having a rotation that not only is effective, but pitches a little bit deeper in games for you. If you can get six, it's a big help, and we weren't getting that earlier in the season. So yeah, we're pretty comfortable with our pitching overall right now. I think we're sixth or seventh in the league. We've moved up as far as the ERA goes, and you know, it's allowing these guys in the bullpen not to be too taxed.
Since he's feeling pretty good, is he getting pretty close to maybe going out on a rehab assignment?
Who's that?
Boog.
I don't know yet. He's had some setbacks along the way. He had a little shoulder problem, and then knee popped up again. And so I'm not sure when he goes out, but I know here recently, the last few days, he's been feeling better.
What do you think of what Joey Wendell's been able to do since he's been given the opportunity over there?
Yeah, we were big fans of Joey. Joey, you know, was terrific for us. Obviously, didn't get to play much here, but when he did, you know, like the Grand Slam in Philly in his hometown last year, and, you know, he's part of this group of guys that have won at these different levels. So we have a fondness for him. He's hitting third today. He's getting an opportunity finally to play every day, and he's making the most of it. So we wish him the best. He's a terrific kid on top of it.
To follow up on Trevino last night, when you sit him down, was there something specific you wanted him to work on? Was it a case where there just wasn't room on the roster? What did you want him to do while he was down there?
It was basically just wasn't room on the roster. We knew we'd see him at some point in time. I mean, he was as impactful, at least to the coaching staff, and what we saw in spring training. We don't have many guys that can throw 97 miles an hour with sink like that. It was just all about throwing strikes, throwing the ball over the plate, because it's tough to hit a guy like that, even though they know what's coming. His little cutter slider thing has been a big pitch for him, to where it's not just sinkers, and uses both sides of the plate with it beautifully. So I think the slider is something that he worked on hard in AAA, enabled him to get up here and have the success you're seeing right now.
Do you see him holding on to that setup job a long time?
He's going to have to pitch a little better than he did yesterday if he's going to try to hold on to that setup role. he's been okay with that. And now it depends on who's available on a particular day. You know, we've used Petit in that role too, but the way it lined up yesterday seemed to be a pretty good recipe. That was humorous. Being a little facetious though.
I love it.
I know this isn't your problem, but Tampa's coming from, I guess they played Anaheim last week, flew back, had some, you know, played on the East Coast, and then had to fly back last night
right to
the West Coast and play a day game.
Yeah, we've been on the other end of that one too. You know, when we travel, we lose three. At least this way, they're gaining three, but it's not ideal. You know, you're going to have a couple of those over the course of the season, and you just have to deal with them. So you handle it the best you can, whether it's not hitting. It's tough not to do that on the first day of a series because you want to get used to the field. So, it is tough. But, I mean, regardless, I think almost every team has to go through something like that over the course of the season.
And it seems that you're not going to, at least the first two games, you're not going to face the experiment they haven't used in a while.
It doesn't look that way. So we'll see after that. But, you know, they've always been on the cutting edge of, you know, trying new things. And, you know, as I was telling Ken earlier, that it takes a little bit longer to prepare for these guys because they do a lot of unique things. And, you they safety squeeze. They've squeezed a couple times this year. They hit and run. They try to match up. They pinch hit. So you have to kind of dig deep to try to figure out and be ready for what they do. But yeah, they're you know, look at the Red, or what are they, one game under 500 for a team that doesn't have the highest of payrolls. They do a good job with it. We do, and we had him a little bit in spring too. You know, we're happy for him too that he's finally healthy, because we thought, you know, when we traded Addison, we felt like this was going to be the next guy, and then he had some injuries that kind of set him back. But there's a lot of ability in him. There's some sock in his bat. You know, he's learned to be a little bit versatile as far as playing positions. He's a good player. We always knew that.
Well, Blake Treinen, just like Trevino, been dominant. He leads the league and saves the four outs or more. How satisfying is it to know that you can throw him out there the last three plus innings or outs?
Yeah, you don't see that a whole lot. Guys that are going one plus, and he's even gone two for us. Now we have to try to get a handle on that. And I didn't even get him up in the eighth inning yesterday in a one run game. There'll be times where we feel like he's really rested. We can do that, and it's a luxury to have. But we're in May, and we don't want to overdo that. It doesn't mean it won't happen today, tomorrow, the next day. But we can't continually to try to do that to him. But there are very few guys that, number one, are able to handle that workload. Number two, embrace it. So he likes to come in games in the eighth inning, and he likes to pitch more than an inning at times. But we do have to recognize it's a long season.
How big is it to have those two arms in the backside of the bullpen with Trevino and trying the combination of those two?
Yeah, I mean, it's power stuff, and you're seeing more bullpens these days, you know, try to get as many power arms as you can in there. Now, we have Petit, too, that does it a little bit differently, and he'll pitch, you know, in different roles. He may give us some length sometime. He may pitch the eighth inning for us sometime. So it's a great resource to have somebody like him, and he'll pitch two innings, and his workload could be a little bit longer too. But to have two real hard throwers with movement, you know, like those two, it's a little different than what we've had here in the past.
How did Chris come out of his activity yesterday?
Today, he did running here today, agility stuff. He looks great. So I'm encouraged about him coming off on Thursday.
How much of an adjustment has that been for his offense with him being out of the lineup as pitchers, maybe pitching a little differently?
It's maybe a little bit more of a question for some of the guys. But you feel it a little bit when a guy like that comes out of the lineup. I mean, he's the guy that hits in the four hole, and everybody just kind of does their thing. They know that, you know, he's that three-run homer waiting to happen all the time. So there's maybe a little bit to it, but over the course of the season, these things are going to happen, and other guys have to step up. And, you know, I was proud of the fact yesterday we beat a good pitcher. We didn't kill him, but, you know, he made a mistake to loop for a homer, and Ole and Pinder had two big at-bats, you know, walks that set up the Chapman at-bat, who's not trying to do too much against him. Just try to get a good, you know, good ball to hit, and a single. We end up beating him 2-1. So even though we didn't score a ton of runs yesterday, I thought we executed at times when we needed to.